Okay, my name is Ashraf Kassim from the Western Cape Anti-Racism Campaign and Enterprise of Racism Forum in South Africa. The first 100 days of Zuma was like the first 100 days of any new president. Everything that was said before was, was promised, but nothing is delivered because everything still remains the same. Like before he was in office, before the 100 days, and now 100 days later, everything is exactly as it was 100 days before. In South Africa, people still get evicted daily, of farms, in urban areas. Daily, people still get thrown out of school because they cannot afford school fees. Sometimes, even at hospitals, pensioners and older people get turned away because they cannot afford the health care. So 100 days of our new president, Mr. Zuma, there might be a lot of new things that has been introduced, but nothing that affects the situation of the poor.
So you think that he's not capable of getting away from neoliberal politics?
Yeah, I think that because of politics takes the president in South Africa, that everything gets done politically, but nothing in real terms. Like, we have the best constitution in the world, but it's not even worth the paper that it's written on because, like I said before, land has not been redistributed. The poor is still poor and the rich are still getting rich. Our country still the rules are still being made by big businesses. And our president, Mr. Zuma, who is now 100 days, just more than 100 days in office, is all compliant, so... everything remains the same. Like before, during apartheid, it's exactly the same like during apartheid. It's just that you have different people implementing this apartheid. And now it's not anymore about color, it's about class, about people's, how much money you have, if you even do have anything.
So now we can talk about the economic apartheid then.
Of course. In economic apartheid, that's exactly what it is now. Because before, I'm not sure I'm sure the listeners don't know the layout of the country, but in Cape Town we have a place called Bishop's Court, which was once white only, like white people could only live there. Now, any people can live there, but you have to have the money. So you can't even afford the property. You're allowed to live there, but you can't live there because you can't afford it. So even if some of the beaches that you could go, you couldn't go to before, like the declared white beaches. Now we can go there, but we can't even reach there because we didn't have money to get there. So you see, this apartheid that we have now that we call economic class apartheid.
I would like to ask, how do you look upon the Communist Party, who is tight alliance with ANC and some unions also?
Is the question about the Communist Party of Africa? Okay, the Communist Party of Africa has been democratized. In other words, they have been, usurped into the echelon of power, which means that they do not, the Communist Party of Africa and people know the world is no longer. There is a Communist Party, the South African Communist Party, but they are part of the tripartite alliance with the ANC and the Congress of South African Trade Union. But they are part of the problem because they do not want to stand on their own. They want to maintain the alliance with the state. So, the Communist Party of South Africa, I don't think they are fighting for communism anymore.